Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Kama has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Now begin Bezer Hashem, the fourth parak, parak Shosh Nogach Arba V'Chamisha. The Mishnah discusses what happens if one shiur gored a number of shvarim, what is the order of precedence, which nizik has priority to collect for his damages, and throughout the Mishnah we see the cases talking about the shiur remained the tam, for that reason we can only be goyvim migufay. And the first question to discuss over here, as we'll see, there are a number of Mahachim and Rishonim. The question is, how does the shah remain the tam after already goring four or five times? So Rashi answers this kasha. Rashi says the case is talking about that the shah did not gore consecutively, and it also did not gore in a certain pattern, rather it gored shvarim randomly. Sometimes there was one shah in between which it did not gore, sometimes it was two, and therefore it does not become a muid, since it didn't gore consecutively, and it also did not gore, let's say, rugin in a specific pattern. Now there are other terutzim in the Shita Mekubetzes he brings B'Shem the Ravid, who says the case could be talking about we did not have Edom who are made in front of Bezdin. The one Daf Chavdal Rambam Aleph says in order for a shor to become a muid, it has to be the Edom came and were made b'fnei Bailim u'b'fnei Bezdin. If it was not b'fnei Bezdin or it was not b'fnei Bailim, the shor does not become a muid. Now the Shita Mekubetzes he actually asks Akasha and Rashi, he says why didn't Rashi learn like this pshat of the Ravid? This would be a simple test to answer the Kasha. The reason why the shor did not become a muid is because we were not made b'fnei Bezdin and b'fnei Bailim. So the Shita Mekubetzes himself answers this Kasha. He says that Rashi held b'som it's not normal for this to happen. What shriach is, the normal case is that right away edim come to be made. Therefore Rashi did not want to talk about this case where there are no edim, that's the dovad lo shriach. Now in the Chedusha Anshei Shem, this is in the back of the Gemara in the Dapei Arif, he has a har over there on the Pirush Rashi al Arif. He asks this Kasha, why does Rashi not explain the cases shlohi edu edim b'fnei Bailim and b'fnei Bezdin? And he answers, because since the Gemara explains later on, this is how the Gemara understands the sheet of Rameir in the Mishnah. Rameir who says, Achrin, Achrin, Niskar. The Gemara says, Akarach l'pshat is that each Nizik was Teufis, the Shar. If not for that, we would have said the opposite, Rishon, Rishon, Niskar. However, since each Nizik was Teufis, the Shar, and therefore he was responsible for the damage that it did afterwards, that's what the din is, Achrin, Achrin, Niskar. And the Chedusha Anshei Shem explains that had there not been Edim being made, Bifnei Bezin and Bifnei Bailim, then the din is that even if the Nizik was Teufis, the Shar, the Tfisa would not help, and he would have to give it back. Since the din is that Chatzin Nezik is a Knas, and the din is Moedib Knas Potter, the only way the Mazik could be Chayiv for the Chiv of Karen and Chatzin Nezik is if there are Edim made Bifnei Bezdin, that his Shar was Mazik. If there were no Edim, even if he himself was Moedib, he'll be Potter from the Knas. Therefore, according to the case of the Mishnah must be that Edim came to Bezdin. Otherwise, what would be Pshan and Rameir? How would the Tfisa help to make it that now it's his and he's responsible for the damage that it does afterwards? If there are no Edim being made in Bezdin, even if there was a Tfisa, the Tfisa would not help. And he quotes in the Muki Yosef in the end of the previous parak, Parak HaMeniach, he's discussing the word that Flamen Heim and Beis, where the Mishnah says that if there was a Gadol and a Katan who were Mazik, we're not sure which one. The Nizik says that it was the Gadol, and the Mazik says that it was the Katan. So Gemara wants to compare this to a case of Tanai, Bechidin, Vahidol, Beseirim. In the end, the Gemara says the case is talking about that the Nizik was Teifis. And then the Muki Yosef explains that the whole Sig over there is only going if you hold that Chatzin Nizik is a Memoina. If you hold Chatzin Nizik is a Knas, then even if the Nizik would be Maida, if you hold Tanai, Bechidin, Vahidol, Beseirim, you're Chayvid, Meseirim. Over here, the Muki Yosef says if you hold Chatzin Nizik is a Knas, he's not mechayv al piyodosai. And furthermore, he says even a tfisa of the nizik would not help. He explains that tfisa only helps in a case where had the mazik been meida, he would have been mechuyiv. In this case, where had the mazik been meida, he would have been potter because it's a knas. There, the tfisa of the nizik does not help. Akoponim, the chedusha Anshei Shem is saying that akorcha erstig is talking about a case that there were edim being made in front of bezdin and b'fnei bailim. Otherwise, the tfisa of the nizik would not make a difference. And according to our mayor, he would not say that the nizik now is responsible for the damage that it does afterwards. Now the Tosfos Chadashim on the side of the Mishnayos, he says a similar svar to explain the Shita of Rashi. He's referring to the Tosfos Yontov over there. Tosfos Yontov also quotes Rashi and he asks, why did Rashi not explain? He could have said the case is talking about that there was no Hadar b'Bezdin, and for that reason the Shor did not become a Muid. And the Tosfos Chadashim answers this Kasha. He says that Rashi did not want to learn that the case is talking about that Edom did not come to be made in Bezdin, because then what would be the Pshat in the Shita of Reb Shimon in the Mishnah? He's not asking from the Shita of Reb Meir in the Mishnah, which the Chedusha Anshei Shem does ask. Rather, he asks from the sheet of Reb Shimon, which the Gemara explains that Reb Shimon holds like the sheet of Reb Akiva, that when a shar is mazik, the nizik becomes a shutif in the shar. Therefore, Reb Shimon holds that both the mazik and the nizik are mechuyev to watch the shar, and they're responsible to pay for the damages. And the Tosfos Chadashim explains Bedas Rashi, the Rashi holds that if there was no hadar b'bezdin, then the nizik would not become a shutif in the shar. Therefore, according to the case of the Mishnah was that there were edim that came in bezdin, they were made b'fnei bezdin and b'fnei bailim. That's why, according to Reb Shimon, the nizik does become a shutif in the shar. And therefore, Rashi could not answer the way the Rishonim answer. The reason why the Shor remained the tam did not become a muid is because there were no edim. Rashi told that can't be the case because then we would not understand the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. This derech agav is not like the mahalach of Taisus over here. Taisus de maschal ikir bekiva. Taisus mavur. Even if Edom did not come to Beis Din, still according to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva, the din is that the nizik gets a chelik in the shor. Taisus was bothered by this kasha. How could it be if there were no Edom? How could the nizik become responsible to watch the shor? Beis Din never passed that he deserves to get a chelik, so akar he's not mechuyif to watch it. And that Taisus answers. He says v'yesh lidchois. Since the Nizik knows he has the ability to bring Edim, and then I'll be Zeicha in a Chilik in the Shar, therefore he raised Mechuyiv in the Shmir of the Shar from this point. Ba'akapayim, the Taisa Chadashim explains that Rashi did not want to learn like this. Rashi holds that the Nizik will not get a Chilik in the Shar until Edim actually come to be made in Beis Din. Therefore Rashi was forced to learn that the case of the Mishnah was that there were already Edim in Beis Din. Therefore Rashi had to say a different terrace, why is it that the Shar did not become a Muad? Now to answer the other Rishayim, the Shittim Kubetzes who brings the Ravid, he does learn that the case of the Mishnah is that there was no Edis in Beis Din. So as far as how to understand the Shittim of Reb Shimon, that we could say that the Ravid held like Tosfos. Tosfos explains that Reb Shimon and Reb Kiva hold, even though you don't actually become a Shittim until the Edim come, but the Nizik already becomes Mechuyiv to watch the Shar, because he knows that eventually he'll be getting the Shar when he brings the Edim in Beis Din. However, as far as the Kasha, that the Chedusha and Sheshem asked, that if the case is talking about that there were no Edim in Beis Din, how could the Gemara explain with Daster Meir that the reason why he becomes Mechuyiv to watch it is because he was Tefis? Why would Tefisa help if the din is a Chatzin Nezik is a Knas, and Moedah B'Knas Potter, even Tefisa should not help? The din should be that the Nizik does not actually get a Chelik in the Shar unless Edim L'Maisa come in Beis Din, and Beis Din Paskins that he deserves to get a Chelik. So the truth is, one would have to know how Tefisa himself answers this Kasha. Tefisa learns the Mishnah is talking about the Edim did not come. How would he learn the Pshat and the Ratio of the Mishnah, the Sheet of Remeir, which the Gemara explains is talking about there was a Tefisa? Why would the Tefisa help over there? One would have to know how to answer that Kasha. However, we'll just mention that which the Shita brings B'Shem the Ravid to answer the Kasha, Rashi's Kasha. Why is it that the Shah did not become a Muid? He says the case is talking about that we were not made B'Fnei Bezdin, B'Fnei Bailim. At least in the Shita of the Ravid, we could L'Chair explain that he's not saying the Mishnah is talking about there were no Edim B'Chlal. Maybe Enoch Nami's Mishnah is talking about there were Edim. This would answer the Kasha's, why would the Tefisa of the Nizik help according to the Shita of Remeir? It could be we would have to say like Tosfos, who's Mechadish, that since the Nizik knows that he's going to eventually get a chelik to raise Mechuyiv in the Shmir now, we could learn that he's talking about there already were Edim. However, the Rav could still answer this Kasha, how is it the Shar did not become a Muid? Because the case is talking about the Edim were not made in front of the Bailim. Even though B'derech Klal we know that every Edis needs to be done in front of the Bailim. However, the Nemuk Yosef in the second parak, on this Gemara Daf Chav Dal Amud Aleph, which says, Eina Shar Nasa Muid at She'idu Bay B'fnei Bailim B'fnei Beis Din, he explains, even though B'etzim every Kabbalah say this has to be done B'fnei Bailim, you need the Baal Dover should be there at the time the Edim are made. However, the Nemuk Yosef says there are certain exceptions. If he's a Chayla, he's not able to come to Beis Din. Sometimes we do make an exception and we accept the Edus even Shloi B'fnei Bailim. And here the Gemara Daf Chav Daled is telling us that Lagabi making the Shor into a Muid, here there's a separate din that in order for the Shor to become a Muid, it has to be the Edus was in front of the Bailim. Here we don't make these exceptions. If so, we can explain in the Sheet of the Ravid, the case is talking about where we accepted the Edim Shloi B'fnei Bailim. For whatever reason, there was a heter to accept the Edus even though the Bailim was not there. And for that reason, the Mazik already becomes Mechuyiv in the Hezik. That's the Pshat in the Sheet of Armeir in the Mishnah. The case is the Nizik already grabbed the Shar, and therefore he's Mechuyiv in the Shmira of the Shar. However, as far as the Kasha that Rashi asked, how could it be that this Shar is still a Tam after 4 or 5 Negichos? The answer to that is that even though there was an Edus in front of Beis Din and we were Mekabel the Edus, however, since it was not in front of the Bailim, the Din is the Shar does not become a Muid. Now, I've just mentioned there are a few other ways that the Rishonim answered this Kasha of Rashi. The Meiri says we could explain that Amrish is talking about where all the Negichos happen on the same day. And Amrish is going according to the Shita that 3 Negichos in the same day do not make a shar into a muid. It has to be on 3 different days. This is actually machlekes and daf chav gimel and beis. And the problem with this is the Pnei Yeshua asks the Tanaim of Amishna, Rav Meir and Rav Shimon, and both of these Tanaim hold that 3 negichas the same day do make a shar into a muid. Rav Meir and the Mishnah daf chav gimel and beis, and Rav Shimon and daf chav daud and aleph from the Breisa, they both hold that you don't need to have on 3 different days. Therefore, the chur this pshat of the Meiri will be difficult. There is one more pshat we'll mention, which the Meiri brings as well, and the Rabbeinu Yonason, which is brought in the Shittim Mekubetzes, he says this pshat also. We could say that case is talking about that the Shar was Negeach 3 times, and Einach Nami did become a Muid. However, before the 4th Negicha, it went back to becoming a Tam. It saw other Shorim 3 times, and was not Negeach, whatever is necessary for a Shar Muid to become a Tam once again. And that happened before the 4th Negicha and the 5th Negicha. Therefore, all 5 of these Negichas happened while the Shar was a Tam. This Shar would again be a simple Teretz, one would have to know why other Rishayim did not enter this Teretz. Hakpam, to summarize, we have 4 Mahalchim to explain the Mishnah, why is this Shar not a Muid? Rashi explains because the 3 negichas were not consecutively, and they were also not in a pattern, so the Shar never became a Muid. The second sheet of the Ravid, which is brought in the sheet of Mekubetzes, and the Rashi brings this pshat as well, And that is the case of the time that there was no hadas edim b'fnei bezrim b'fnei bailim. Therefore, the shah did not become a muid. The third mahalach, which the Meiri brings, that all three negichas happened in the same day. And the fourth mahalach, that after the third negicha, went back to becoming a tam. So the fourth and the fifth negicha were also done while the shah was a tam. Now, continue on. The sheet of Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah is, like the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, that each nizik becomes a shutif in the shah at the time of the negicha. And therefore, afterwards, he's mechuyiv in the shmir of the shah as well. So if it's negicha a second time, he'll lose from his chalik as well. And Rabbi Shimon continues and he explains that by each negicha, all of the bailim will lose out. Each one will have a hefsid proportionally to the chalik that they own in the shar. And there's a kash over here, which the Tosfos Yontif brings down b'shem the Ran in Ksubis. The sugya over there in Ksubis, the Avtzad Gimel, is discussing how shutfis works. If there are a few shutfim who buy something together, however different shutfim gave different amounts, and the question is if there's a loss, do they split the loss equally, or is the loss proportionally to the amount that they invested? There's machlokes and Gemara over there. And the Ran and Tosfos as well over there, they bring a raya from the sheet of Reb Shimon in our Mishnah. Reb Shimon has a case where there's a shar which one shutif has a money and the two shutifim both have chamishim zuz. If they have to pay a tashlumin of nezik, which their shar caused, the amount of 100 zuz, so the one who had 100 zuz, he loses 50, and the two who had 50 zuz, they each lose 25. You see that when there's a hefsid, it's kefima isov, it's proportionate to the amount that they owned in the shar. This is the kash that the Ran and Tosfos both discussed in the sugya over there in Ksubas Daf Tzadik Gimel. Now the Ran answers this kash and he says that from our Mishnah there's no raya. Because the whole discussion of there is in a case where they became shutfim willingly. They themselves decided to form a shutfis, and therefore this is sad to say that their das was when they formed this shutfis that if there'll be a hefsid, it will be equally even though one of them is investing more than the other one. However, in a case where they did not become shutfim willingly, our case, the only way they became shutfim is because the shar was mazik, and if the nizik got a chelik in the shar, in this case everyone will be maskim, that the din is that if there's a loss, it will be proportionally. Here in this case, there's no svar to say that the partner who had a smaller chelik, he was maskim to share an equal amount of the loss, since he was never maskim to make this shutfis in the first place. Tosfos over there, however, does bring this rag, does not say like the teretz of the Ran, and he proves from here that the halacha is that when shutfim incur a loss, the loss is proportionally. Now, the chare we could point out over here, perhaps there's a svar to mechalik between Ersugya and the sugya over there of shutfis. Because in Ersugya, when the nizik gets a chelik in the shar, he becomes responsible to watch the shar, and if the shar is mazik once again, he has to incur some of the loss, because he also had a chelik in the pshia of the shmira of this shar. There's a lashon of the Baal Amor over here, he says, Nitirusa atarvayu ramya ka'adodi. Both shutfim have equal responsibility to watch this shar. And the chayr in a case where one shutif has more of a chelik in the shar, like in this case of Reb Shimon, one shutif has a money, and the other two shutfim have a chelik of mechamishim, the chayr, the responsibility for the shmira of this shar, would be more on the one who has a greater chelik. If, for example, they would have to divide up the days, one of them would watch it on some days of the week, the others would watch it on other days, the chayr would be pashut, that the one who has a double chelik, he would have to watch it on more days than the other two shutfim. And if so, the chayr would be mistaper to say that in a case where it's mazik, none of them were watching it, so the one who had a greater chelik in the shar, he has a greater chelik in the pshia, because he had more responsibility to watch it than the other ones, therefore he should also have more of a chrayis to compensate for the hezik which was caused. This is the ara, how come we shouldn't compare our case to the case of shutfis, the chayr here it's tully, and the amount of shmir that each one was mechuyiv to do. And the chayr we could prove from here a raya to a shayla which many achayim discussed in the beginning of the mesechta, how exactly to understand the chiyuv for mamon hamazik. And once the animal is mazik, what is the pshat? Why is the bailam mechuyiv to pay for the hezik which was caused? One side that the chayim understand is that the chiyuv is because it's memoine. The actual fact that it's his money, that's mechayiv him to pay for it. Now, even though if he washed it properly, he's potter, that's because it's entire pattern him as long as he did a proper shmirah. If however he was peshe in the shmirah, then already he does not have this ptur, and he's mechuyiv to pay for anything which his animal caused, just as if he himself would have caused the loss. The other side which the chayim bring is, it's not the pshat that he takes responsibility for the hefsid which his mamon causes, rather the whole yisayid of the mechayiv is his pshia. The fact that he did not watch it properly, he was supposed to watch it, and he was peshay in his shmira, the pshia is what's mechayiv him. So again, the two tzadim are, is it the fact that it's mamoni that's mazik, that's what's mechayiv him? And if he would have watched it, that would have been a ptur? Or is the fact that he was peshay, the pshia is what's mechayiv him? Now the chayr, from these we train him, which compare our case to a case of shutfim she'atilu lakis, they all invested together, and the Rishonim understand that in our case also we should have said that the responsibility for the hezek is equally on all of them. L'chare, if you hold like the tzad, that the whole mechayiv of Mamon HaMazik is all based on the pshia, the fact that they didn't do the shmira, then the l'chare would not be a comparison. Like the svar we're saying, it would make sense to say that one who had more of a chiyuv shmira, he should have to pay more of the hefsid. L'chare, these Rishonim is right to the other tzad, that the mechayiv is that it's Mamon HaMazik. If you have money and the money causes a hezek, that's the reason why you yourself are responsible to pay for it. Even though had you done a proper shmira, you would have been potter. Now that you didn't do the proper shmira, the mechayiv really is mamon hamazik. Therefore, the Rishonim understand that this will be telling the same shaila of shutfis, Here we have a shor which is jointly owned by a number of people, and the actual ownership of the shor, that itself is the mechayev to pay for the hezek which was caused. So this would be the same as an investment which went bad and they all incurred a loss. The question is how to divide the loss. And therefore the Shani wanted to bring a right that since in Ersig you see that you divide the loss proportionally, that should be a right to all shutfis also, that also you should have to divide the loss proportionally. And that is machaikis between the Taisus and the Ran. The Ran says that there's a reason why we cannot compare, because in our case the shutfis was not done willingly. Taisus also, even if the shutfis is not done willingly, still the din should be the same. If in Ersig you see the loss is divided proportionally, then by every shutfis as well, the loss should be divided that way also. Now continue on, the Gemara begins to discuss the Shita of Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, Achrin, Achrin, Niskar, and the Gemara asks, who does Rav Meir hold like? The Chayik does not fit with the Shita of Rav Shmuel, nor with the Shita of Rav Akiva. If you hold like Rav Shmuel, that Balei Chivis Ninu, why is it then that Achrin, Achrin, Niskar, the din should be that Rishin, Rishin, Niskar? Rashi explains, since according to Rav Shmuel, the Nizik does not become a Shutif, so he's not responsible for the damage that it does afterwards. Therefore, the din should be the opposite, that Rishin, Rishin, Niskar, the Nizik, whose Hezek happened earlier, he should have priority because the Mazik first became Mukhif to him to pay him back for his Hefzid. Rashi then continues and he quotes the Gemara daf Lama Gimel Mabez, which says that if there was a Shah which was Mazik, so the Mazik now owes money to the Nizik, and there was also a Bal Chayiv who the Mazik had borrowed money from, and if the Bal Chayiv grabs the Shah, even if his Chayiv took place before the Hezek happened, still the Nizik can take it away from the Bal Chayiv, the Nizik has priority in collecting this Shah from the Mazik. And Rashi was bothered, why don't we say the same thing over here in this case? The second Nizik should have priority, he should be able to take it away even from the first Nizik. And this Rashi answers that the Gemara over there explains what is the svar why Baal Chayiv, the din is, the Nizik can take it away. The Gemara explains at the top of Lam Dal Omer Aleph, the Omerle, the Nizik can tell the Baal Chayiv, Ilu gabach hava, loy minach havi govele, the haitur de askin mi nemish talimna. If you yourself would have already collected this shar for your Chayiv, then afterwards it would have been mazik me while it was by you. The din is, I would have been able to take it away, so too now also I can take it away. Rashi explains that svar is only when there's a Baal Chayiv and a Nizik. Over there, the Nizik can tell this to the Baal Chayiv. The Baal Chayiv cannot say this back to the Nizik. However, in our case, where there are a few Niziks, and all of them are only able to be Geiver from the goof of the Shar, once one of them is Geiver, the other one will have no place to be Geiver from. Over there, the din is that the first Nizik, the one whose Chayiv was first, he has priority. As we'll see, there seems to be a Machlikus Rishain who had to understand what does Rashi mean over here. What exactly is the difference between our case and the case of a Baal Chayiv? So Tosis on Daf Lamed Daled Omer Aleph, he's bothered by Kasha. What does the Gemara mean to say over there? Ilu gabach hava lav minach hava govalei. If the Baal Chayiv would have collected the shor and it would have been by him, and while it was by him it damaged, there in Echanami the dinner would have been that the Nizik could be goyva this shor from the Baal Chayiv. So he explains because over there he was Peshay in the Shmira. However, in this case, where the Baal Chayiv never collected the shor, how could the Nizik say to him that if it would have been by you, I would have been able to get it away from you, so too now I should get it away from you? Now he was not Peshay in the Shmira, he never collected this shor yet. How could the Gemara compare the two cases? And therefore, Taisus explains what the Gemara really means to say is that there's a difference between the Chiyuv to the Baal Chayiv and the Chiyuv to the Nizik. The Nizik has a Shibud on the actual Guf Hashar. Hashem in the Baal Chayiv, he has the schus to be given anything which the Loiva owns. He has the right to take any metatlin from the Loiva. However, it's not a direct schus on the actual Chayfis itself. For that reason, there's a Kadima to the Nizik over the Baal Chayiv. The Rashba says similarly, B'Shem the Ravid, he says that this jar is like an Apoitiki, an item which was specifically designated for the Mavid to collect his Chayiv from. Therefore, in this case, the Nizik has Kedima over the Baal Chayiv. This is how Tosafot explains the svar of there in the Aflam Daud Omer Aleph. And Tosafot of there finishes off and he says, V'chim pirish bekuntris bereish shor shenogach arba v'chamisha. He says, Rashi understood like this as well in the beginning of our parak. Now clearly he's referring to our Rashi, and Tosafot is understanding that which Rashi is mechalik between the case over there in the Aflam Daud and the case in Amrishta where there are a few Niziks. Tosafot understood that this is Rashi saying that in the case where there's a Baal Chayiv and a Nizik, so the Nizik has a Shibud on the Guf Hashar, so he has priority over the Baal Chayiv who does not have a Shibud on the Guf Hashar. Mashenkin, when there are a few Niziks and all of them have a Shibud on the Guf Hashar, then the din is, as Rashi explains, Kama Kama Kodim, the ones who have an earlier Shibud, they have Kedima to be given this Shar. So this is how Tosis and Tafdamad Dalit understood with Das Rashi in Ersugya. Now the Rashi over here in Ersugya, he obviously understood Rashi differently. He quotes Rashi and he asks Akash on Rashi and he says, Enechlami, the Sfar of Rashi is understood in the case where the Mazik has other Nechosim. What happens if the Mazik does not have other Nechosim? Then L'chayro, the Nizik does not have this Taina to the Baal Chayiv. He can't tell the Baal Chayiv that you should take from the other Nechosim, other Metatlin that the Mazik has. Now the Rashba clearly understood with Das Rashi, the Rashi is explaining that Gemara that it means something else. It means to say that the Nizik could tell the Baal Chayiv, the Bishlma, you have other options. You could take from other Nechosim of the Mazik. Mashayin came me, the only thing I could possibly collect from my Hezik is from this Shar itself. And therefore Rashi continues and explains that's the Chalik between the case of the Gemara earlier and the case over here in Am Mishnah, because the case in the Am Mishnah where there are a few Nizakim, all of them can only collect from this Shar, and therefore there's no reason that one Nizik would have precedence over another Nizik. This is how the Rashi understood the lashon of Rashi. In the end, he says, "Avol hocha heinizik v'heinizik v'leimishtalim elam begufay." Both of them are nizakim, and therefore they can only be goyva from the guf. Here, either way, one of them is going to lose out because they both can only collect from the shor itself. Therefore, the one who's hezik goes first; he has kedima. Shankin, in the case of the Baal Choyf, as Rashi says earlier, the nizik could tell the Baal Choyf that I could only be goyva from the shor. Shankin, the Baal Choyf, as Rashi says, loy motzul meimar hochi. Rashi understands this means to say that the Baal Choyf cannot tell the nizik that if I'm not goyva from the shor, then I'll lose out because the Baal Choyf does have other options to collect from. For that reason, we give kedima to the nizik. And therefore, the Rashi asks the kasha on this Rashi, what would happen in a case where the mazik does not have other nechosim? Then, regular chayr, the nizik does not have a distaina to the Baal Choyf that I should be goyva from the shor and you should be goyva from somewhere else. And therefore, the Baal Choyf should have kedima. Because of this kasha, the Rashi argues on Rashi and he brings the pshat of the Ravid, which we mentioned earlier, that the pshat of the Gemara and Daf Lamed Daled is something else. The reason why the nizik has kedima over the Baal Choyf is because we consider it that the shor was made in a apoytiki, was designated specifically for the nizik to collect from it. Therefore, even if the choyf took place before the hezik, still the nizik would have kedima. Now, continue on to the Gemara. The Gemara explains, what is the pshat and the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon in the Mishnah? So Rav explains that Rav Meir holds like the shita of Rabbi Shmuel, that the nizik has a din of a baal choyf, he does not get a shutvis in the shor itself. Now, which the Mishnah says, achron achron niskar, the din should have been that rishon rishon niskar. Rav explains, achron b'mayaskin, in the case he's talking about, kegoyin shetofsoy nizik ligvay semeno, v'nas lov k'shem resachol in nizokin. He grabs it and therefore gets the din of a Shemar Sachar, as Rashi explains, since he gets Hanah from this, he knows that he'll be able to collect from it if he grabs it. And therefore, he becomes responsible to watch it, and when it damages afterwards, he loses his Chelek because he was Peshaya in the Shmira. And now Mishnah says, Meish by Moiser Yachzer Lishnah Lefanov, the Gemara explains, it means to say that if he himself incurred more Hezek than Hezek which was done after he already grabbed it and was watching it, then he has his Chus to get the difference. So this is the Pshat in the Shid of Rav Meir in the Mishnah. And the Pshat in the Shid of Rav Shimon in the Mishnah is, the Gemara explains, Rav Shimon holds like the Shid of Rav Akiva, that Tura the Shutfihu, the Nizik becomes the Shutif in the Behemah itself, and therefore when it's Mazik afterwards, they're both responsible, both Shutfim lose out according to the Chilek that they had in the Shar. Now Rashi of his Mavur, that according to Rav Shimon, we're not talking about a case where the Nizik was Taifis the Shar. Rashi asks this as a Kasha and Dibur Maschal Shvik Masnison, he says, why is it that we don't explain that Rav Meir also holds like the Shid of Rav Akiva? And how the Gemara asks that if Rav Meir would hold like Rav Akiva, how could Rav Meir say Yachzor L'Shelefanov and should say Lekulam? After the last Nizik gets paid fully, all of the previous Shetfim who are all Peshay in the Shmira, they lose out because of the Hezek which happened to the last Nizik, but they should all retain a Chelek proportionate to what their Shutfis was in this Shar. And that Rashi says the Gemara could have answered that the case is talking about that the Nizik was Taifis the Shar, and if only this last Nizik, he was the one who was Taifis, he's responsible fully for the Shmira, and he loses out from his chelik when it's negeach afterwards. Now the Mishnah says, "Meish by Yomayser Yachzor L'Shelefanov." Again, that would mean if the hezek which was done while he was watching it was less than the hezek which was done to him himself, so he still retains the chelik in the shar. In other words, the same way the Gemara explained the sheet of Rameir that he could fit with the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel in the case it's talking about that he was Taifis, we can also explain that Rameir holds like the sheet of Rabbi Kiva in the case it's talking about that he was Taifis. And therefore, he himself is fully responsible for the hezek that it did. And the only way that he'll retain something in this shar is if the hezek that was done to him is more than the hezek which was done while he was watching it. On this Rashi says, Enechnami, the din would be true according to Rabbi Kiva. Even if Rameh would hold like Rabbi Kiva, that would be true that if he's Taifis, not only he would be responsible for the Shmira. However, if Rameh in the Mishnah is talking about a case where there was a Tfisa, then what would be the Pshat in the Lashon in which he says, Yishalim la'achrin shabahem? That would be mashma that the only reason why the last Nizik gets it, the reason why he has Kadima is because there was a Tfisa, and therefore the previous Nizik was responsible for the Shmira. If Rameh would hold like Rabbi Kiva, then even if the Nizik was not Taifis, still there would be that the Achrin would have Kadima, he would be paid fully for the Hezek, since the din is that according to Rabbi Kiva, Tura de Shutfihu, the previous Nizik became a Shutf, and therefore he was also responsible for the Hezek, and therefore the last person definitely would have Kadima. The only difference that the Tfisa makes is whether the previous Nizik has sole responsibility in the Hezek, or there's joint responsibility, meaning either way, whether there's a Tfisa or not, the last Nizik would definitely get paid fully. The question is, what would happen after that if there was a Tfisa? So then the previous Nizik would not get anything unless his Hezek was more than the Hezek caused afterwards. Now, Shankain, if there was no Tfisa, then after the last Nizik gets paid fully, then we would divide proportionally to the Chig that each one had in this Shar. And since the Mashmois of the Mishnah is that there's a Chiddush, now Shemir tells us, Yishalim la'achran Shabahim, therefore, Karach L'Pshat is not that Rameir holds like Rabbi Kiva, and that the case is talking about that there was a Tfisa. Rather, the Pshat is that Rameir holds like Rabbi Shmuel, and had there not been a Tfisa, the din would have been differently, it would have been Rishon Rishon Niskar. The Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, and now that there was a tfisa, now the din changes, and the achrin is the one who's niskar. So Agapanam, what comes out according to the sheet of Rashi is that really, even according to Bekiva, had the case been that there was a tfisa, the din would have been that we give it to the achrin, and then if afterwards the previous nizak had more of a hezek done to him, he would get the remainder. In other words, the actual din of Remeir in the Reisha of the Mishnah, which the Gemara explains that Remeir holds like a Bishmol, then would actually be true even according to Rabbi Kiva, just the Lashon of the Mishnah is not Mashma, that Remeir was going Bidas or Bekiva. And if so, it would come out that in the Seif of the Mishnah, the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, which the Gemara explains that Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Kiva, that's why Rabbi Shimon holds that the loss is shared proportionally to the ownership which they had in it, because they're all Shutfin in the Pshi of the Shmirah. And the case cannot possibly be talking about where there was a Tfisa. If there would have been a Tfisa in the Seif of the Mishnah in Rabbi Shimon, then Rabbi Shimon would be masking the same as Remeir says in the Reisha, that after the last nizik gets paid first, then the previous nizik, he would lose everything that he had, since he was the only one who was mechuyev in the shmirah of this shar, unless the hezek that happened to him was greater than the hezek which happened after he was watching the shar. This would seem to be a bit dochuk, that the case of the Mishnah, according to Remeir, is not the same case as Reb Shimon was speaking about. Remeir was talking about a case where there was a tfisa, and Reb Shimon was talking about a case where there was no tfisa. Now, Tosfos Lamaisa argues on this sheet of Rashi, and Tosfos says, in Dibur Maschal Kogoyin Shetofsoi at the top of Lamed Vav Amud Beis, that Rabbi Kiva is not maskim to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva would hold that even if the nizik is typhus, we don't say that he has the full responsibility for the shmirah of this shar. Dafka coined Rabbi Shmuel that be'etzim, the nizik does not already have a chilik in the shar. He does not become a shutif. Therefore, when he grabs it, he wants to hold on to it so he should be able to collect from it later. Therefore, it becomes a full shomer on this shar. Mashenkin coined Rabbi Kiva that the nizik has a shutif in this shar. Even if he does take it, he still does not have the full responsibility for the shmirah of the shar. We don't say that he gets a din of a shomer sachar on the full shar. Therefore, Tosfos says, we don't have to say like Rashi, that Remeir is talking about a case of a tfisa, and Reb Shimon is talking about a case that there was no tfisa. Rather, even if Reb Shimon is also talking about a case of a tfisa, since Reb Shimon holds like the sheet of Reb Akiva, that there's shutfim, even if the nizik does actually grab it, we don't say that he now has the full responsibility for the shmira. The responsibility will still be on both of them, and therefore Reb Shimon says that all the shutfim have to take a loss when this shar damages each one according to the chek that he owned in the shar. Makes no difference whether the case was that the nizik was typhus the shar or not. Now the Rosh Ovin in Simon Aleph, he says al derech typhus, and he explains a little bit further why is it that according to Bishmal, when one is typhus, he becomes responsible fully for the shmirah mashenkin according to Bekiva. He says because according to Bishmal, that he does not own a chilik in the gufa shar, so when he grabs the shar, his intentions are to ensure himself that he will be able to be goyver from this shar, and that gives a din of Hashem Resachar on the whole shar. And he compares this to a case where Reuven owes a money to Shimon, and Shimon grabs a chafetz which is owned by Reuven in order to collect his chay from it, and the chafetz is worth 200, so it's pashut, the Rosh says, that he gets a din of Hashem Resachar on the whole chafetz. Here as well, according to Bishmal, he gets a din of Hashem Resachar on the whole thing, since he be'etzim does not have a chalik in the guf hashar, he's grabbing it to make sure that he can collect from it, he gets a din of Hashem Resachar on the whole shar. Mashenkin, according to the sheet of Rebbe Kiva, he's be'etzim a shutif in the shar already. So when he takes the shar, it's not the pshat that he's taking it in order to collect from it, rather he's taking it because he's actually an owner in it. He has the right that it should be partially by him. And therefore, he never intended that he should get a din of a shomer on it. And it's like any chavetz which is owned by two shutfim, sometimes it's by one shutfim and sometimes it's by the other. Either way, the achrayus for the shmir is always on both of them. So this would be the hesber and taisis over here as well. However, as we said, Rashi argues on this. Rashi holds that both according to Bishmol and according to Bekiva, when one of them is taisis, he becomes responsible fully for the shmir. Now, I've just mentioned that the Pnei Yeshua says that the kash of the Gemara Behemshech would seem to be a raya to the sheet of Rashi, not like Tosfos. The Gemara asks that Reisha Bishmal v'Seifa Rabbi Kiva, it's not mistaber that the Reisha of the Mishnah is going according to Bishmal and the Seifa is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Now he says, Bishmal according to Rashi, we can understand the kasha of the Gemara, and that is that in truth, Remeir and Bishimon are talking about two different cases. Remeir is talking about a case of Tofas, and as we said, Rashi says that thing will be true both according to Bishmal and according to Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara didn't say that's going according to Rabbi Kiva because the Lashon of the Mishnah is not mashm like this, but the thing will be true according to both of them. Mashenkin Rav Shimon, he's talking about a case where there was no tfisa. And the Pnei Yeshua says, according to Rashi, Akarchi Remeir and Rav Shimon were not coming to argue about the machlokes which Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva argued about, because if so, Remeir should not have spoken about a case where there was a tfisa. He should have spoken about a case where there was no tfisa, and he should have said that the din is rishen niskar, which, as the Gemara says, that's what Rabbi Shmuel would hold the din is in a case where there was no tfisa. And now Rav Shimon would argue, and he would say like Rabbi Kiva, you don't say rishen niskar. Rather, each one gets according to the chelik of their shutfis. Since Remeir does not speak about that case, he talks about a case of Tofas, which Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva would both agree to. Akarach is not coming to argue the same achleikas of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rather, what Remeir is coming to say is that there is a case where even according to Rabbi Shmuel, achrin niskar, if he was Tofas, but not necessarily that Remeir holds dafka like Rabbi Shmuel. Rather, he's coming to tell us a chiddush in Rabbi Shmuel, And if Shin was going in the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, and he was telling us what would Rabbi Kiva hold in a case where there was no Tvisa. So if so, the Kasha of the Gemara is understood very well. It's not mistaken to say that the Meir is talking about the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, and he's telling us what would Rabbi Shmuel hold in a case of Tvisa. And if Shimon is talking about the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, and he's telling us what would Rabbi Kiva hold in a case where there was no Tvisa. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. Mashenik in the Pnei Yeshua says, if you hold like the sheet of Tosfos, the Meir in the Mishnah, Akarcha holds Dafka like the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel and not like Rabbi Kiva. As we explained, according to Tosfos, Tosfos holds with Dafka Rabbi Kiva that even if there was a Tvisa, we don't say that the Tosfos has full responsibility for the Shmira. Therefore, according to Tosfos, the Meir in the Mishnah has to hold Dafka like Rabbi Shmuel. And if Shimon is coming to say that he holds like Rabbi Kiva, as we explained, according to Tosfos, if Shimon could also be talking about a case of Tvisa, you don't have to say that Rameir is talking about a case of Tvisa, and if Shimon is talking about a case where there was no Tvisa, if Shimon is talking about even in the case of Tvisa, if so, the Pnei Yeshua asks, what's the Gemara's Kasha, Reisha, Rabbi Shmuel, V'Sefer, Rabbi Kiva? What's the problem? We find many times Tanoim argue on a Machaikas, which other Tanoim also argued about. This is good for the Machaikas between Rameir and Rabbi Shimon. Rameir holds like Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Kiva. This is the Kasha the Pnei Yeshua asks on the Shita of Tosfos. Now continue on to the next Tosfos, and Dibur Maschol and Yesh by Meiser. Tosfos explains, now that the Gemara understands Bedas Rameir, that he holds like Rabbi Shmuel, that Bali Chavis Nenu, and really we should have said the din is Rishain Yiskar, that which the mission says, Achrin Yiskar, the Pshat is because there was a Tvisa. And when it says, Yesh by Meiser, Yachzer L'Shalafanav, it means to say that if the Hezek, which was caused while it was in the Rishus of the Nizik who was Tosfos, is less than the Hezek which was caused to him himself, then he'll get the Meiser. Now Tosfos over here explains, that when it says Achrin Niskar, it's not Bedafka, it doesn't really mean that the later Nizakim will get more than the earlier ones. Rather, what it means is that the last person, he'll definitely get his full Hezek. The one before him, the Revi, he'll only get, as we explained, if his Hezek was more than the Chamishi. However, it is Shayach, Tosfos says, that the fourth Nizik will not get anything, but the third Nizik will get something. For example, if the fourth and the fifth Nizik, their Hezek was the same, but the third Nizik, he had more of a Hezek, so the fourth will not get anything, and the third will. Now Tosfos then continues and he says even a greater chiddush. He says that there will be some times that the fifth nizik will not get the full amount of his hezik. For example, if the hezik which was caused to the fifth one is more than the hezik which was caused to the fourth one, the fifth one cannot be gaiva more than that which the fourth had in the shar. Meaning, since the din is that a tam could only be gaiva from migufay shal shar, and the one who's responsible for the shmir over here is the fourth nizik, since the chelik which the fourth nizik had in the shar is less than the hezik which was caused to the fifth nizik, therefore, it's not shaykh for the fifth nizik to be gaiva the full amount that he deserves. Meaning, even though the fourth nizik is fully responsible for the shmir of this shar, and for that reason, if the hezik which was caused to the chamishi is either the same or less than that which the revi had in the shar, then all of it will come off of his chelik. It's not going to be divided amongst the shutfim, because the revi himself was responsible for the shmir since he was typhus this shar. However, Tosfos is machadish that the hezik is limited by the amount that the revi himself owned in this shar. Therefore, if the hezik of the chamishi is more than the hezik of the revi, and the Chamishi will not get the full amount of his Hezek. And the Mashal here, he's matmi on this Tosfos. He says, Dvar of Tmuim, the din should be that the Chamishi could be gaiva from the Guf HaShar the full amount of his Hezek, of his Chatzin Hezek, even the Chelik HaShar which would have gone to the Bailim, or which would have gone to the previous Nizakim, the first, the second, or the third Nizik, the Chamishi should be able to be gaiva that as well. And then Eichnami afterwards, the Bailim or the previous Nizakim, they could come to the Revi and be Taveah from him from the fact that he didn't watch the Shar. And because of his not watching the shar, they lost out. They should get reimbursed from the Revi for the chelik in their shar which was lost, which the Chamishi collected. The Mashal says this should be no different from a shemer. If a Bailam gives over his shar tam to a shemer, and whilst by the shemer it damages, so even though the nizik now is great for the guf hashar, but afterwards the Bailam could come back and be taveir from the shemer from the fact that he didn't watch it, he gets reimbursed from the shemer for his shar which was lost. So too over here, the Chamishi should be able to be great for the full amount of his hezik, and the ones who lost out because the Revi was not shamed by the Shar properly, they should get reimbursed from the Revi. And Mashal brings it, the Shulti Gemarim asks his Kasha as well in the back of the Gemara. This is the first Shulti Gemarim in the Perek, and he says, Memanoshach, if the Revi, when he was Typhus, he was considered a shamed Sachar on the whole Shar, so he has full responsibility for the Shmira, and the Nizik should be able to be gave his full Hezik, and then afterwards the Bailim, or the previous Nizakim, should get reimbursed from the last Nizik who was Typhus this Shar. And if we see that at the time that he was Typhus, he's only considered a Shemer Sachar on his Chelik of the Shar, so that again, the din should be that the last Nizik should be able to give him his full amount, he should be able to be given from the Chelik of the Bailim or the Chelik of the previous Nizakim, since they were also responsible for the Shmira, because the last Nizik who was Typhus only was considered a Shemer on his Chelik. Now the Shach and Chayshim Mishpat, Simon Tafal of Sifkot and Gimbal, he brings this Kasha of the Mashah and Typhus, and he says it hurts. He says, that which the Mashah compared this to a case where Bailim gives over his Shar to a Shemer. He says, in that case, it's different. There the din is that if it damages walls by the shemer, the Nizik could collect his full Chatzi Nezek, and afterwards the Bailam comes back to the Shomer and is Teveya from the Shomer. However, that's only in the case where the Bailam gave over the Shor to the Shomer willingly. The other thing is that the Shomer takes the place of the Bailam, and when he's Peshay and the Shmir, then the Nizik has the right to be Goyver from the Guf of the Shor, and afterwards the Bailam could go to the Shomer to get reimbursed. Mashenkin, in this case, where the Nizik was Teifis the Shor Ba'inis, it was against the will of the original Bailam. The other Nizik doesn't have a right to be Goyver from the Guf of the Shor, the Chelik of the Shor which was owned by the Bailam. The Chelik of the Shor which was supposed to go to the previous Nizik, by that Nizik grabbing it, he became Mechuyiv to watch it, and therefore later Nizik does have a schus to take away the Chelik of the previous Nizik. Mashenkin, the Chelik of the Bailam, which the Bailam was not able to watch, it was Ba'inis, it was taken away from him, he's not able to watch it, and he never gave it over willingly to someone else to watch it on his behalf. So in that chelik of the Shor, there's no schus for the Nizik to be goyver from the guf of the Shor. And the Shach compares this to a case of Haitziu Listim, Dafnun Hei Amar Bey is the beginning of the sixth parak. The Mishnah over there says, Haitziu Listim, Listim Chayovim, the responsibility for the hezek caused by this Shor after the Listim stole it from the Bailim, the responsibility is on the Listim and not on the Bailim. And the Shach explains, because since it was done by Ba'inis, so the Bailim have no responsibility over here, so to an air case, there is no responsibility on the Bailim. And the Chayis, whoever argues on this Shach, Ktois in Simon Tov Aleph, Sifkot and Aleph, and he says that even in the case of Haitziu Listim, the din is that if it was a Shor Tam who was Negeach, the din is that the Nizik will be Goyver from the Guf of the Shor. Then afterwards, the Bailam will have to go back to the Listim to get reimbursed. You don't have any right from there that when a Shor is taken away by Ines of the Bailam, there's no longer a din that you can be Goyver from the Guf of the Shor. In that case also, you are Goyver from the Guf of the Shor, and then afterwards, the Bailam have to go back to the Listim. The Ktois quotes a Rashba over there in the beginning of the sixth parak, who's before like this, the din of the Mishnah Haitziu Listim is true, not only by a Shor Mu'ed or by Shein V'Regel, it's also true by a Shor Tam where you could only be goyver from the guf of the Shor. Still, a din is that the Nizik has a right to be goyver from the guf of the Shor, and the Bailam will have to afterwards go and be goyver from the Listim. If so, see right from there the opposite, even in the case where there's a Shor Tam which was taken away by Enes of the Bailam, still a din is that we could be goyver from the guf of the Shor, and afterwards the Bailam will have to deal with the one who was Peshaya in the Shmira. Now, furthermore, the Ktois asks another Kasha on the Shach. He says that it's Mukha, the Ersig is not talking about a case of Enes, where the Nizik was Teifis the Shor, and it was not Shaykh for the Bailam to hold on to his Shor and to watch it, because Taisa says earlier in the Tabni Bar Maschil, that according to Bekiva that Shutfim Ninu, that even if the Nizik was Teifis the Shor, still the din is that both the Bailam and the Nizik will be responsible equally for the Hezik which was caused by the Shor. You don't say that when the Nizik is Teifis, he becomes a Shomer Sachar on the whole thing, as is the case according to the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. As we explained earlier, according to Bekiva, the Tfisa is different. But Kapam Diktai says, if the case was it was not shaykh for the Bayam to do anything about it, the Nizik was teifis the whole Shor, and there's no way the Bayam was able to hold on to the Shor, how could we mechayev the Bailim, and he should lose out from his chalik in the Shor, if it was taken away from him by Enes, and there's no way that he was able to watch it afterwards. Akarcha, the Ktay says, our case is not talking about that the Nizik was mamish teifis by Enes, there was a way that the Bailim was able to hold on to his Shor, and if so, either way, the teretz of the Shach will not be a good teretz, because in our case, it cannot possibly be talking about a case of an Enes. And Chaznish, however, does learn Aderech the Shach, and he answers these kashas of the Ktois. Chaznish is in Baba Kama Siman Gimel Sifkot and Yod Ches, and he explains that by the case of Haitziu Listim, the other din is Ein Chanami, we could be Goyver from the Guf of the Shor, afterwards the Bailam go back to the Listim. In that case, Chaznish explains, the Listim have a din of a Gazlin, and the din is that a Gazlin is Mechuyiv Bahashova, he's Mechuyiv to give back the Chavitz the same way it was beforehand, and if there was any Hefsid, the Bailam could go back to the Gazlin. Therefore, in that case, if the Listim steal a Shor Tam and it's Mazik, so the Nizik could be goyver from the guf of the Shor, because in that case the Bayim will be able to recover their loss from the Listim, since the Chiv HaShava of the Gazlin is Mechayiv him to give back the Shor, the full value of the Shor, and in this case there was a loss, because the Nizik was goyver a chilik of the guf of the Shor for the Hezik which was caused to him. However, the Chaznish says, that's Dafka over there by Listim who have Dine Gzela. Mashenkin, in this case, where there was a Nizik who was Teifis the Shor, he did not get a din of a Gazlin when he's Teifis the Shor. Even though he doesn't have to watch it, he gets a din of a Shomer Sachar. If something will happen to the Shor itself, he will have to repay the Bailim. However, that Chiv of a Shomer Sachar, the Chaznish explains, is only to make sure that there's no actual Hefsid to the Guf of the Shor. Mashenkin, when it gores, and therefore there's a loss to the Bailim, because the din that the Nizik could be Goyver from the Guf of the Shor, that's not a direct physical damage to the Shor. It's a Hefsid which is caused as a result, Mamela, from the fact that he didn't watch it, and the Nizik now has the right to be Goyver from the Shor. That's not included in the basic Dinei Shmira of a Shomer Sachar. Even though Bederech Chalaf Abayam does give over his Shor to a Shemer to watch for him, then included in his Kabbalah Shmiro, when the Shemer accepts it, he also is Mekabla Chreis on himself that it will damage, and as a result of that damage, there will be a Hefsid to the Guf of the Shor when the Nizik is Goyva. That's only because he's Mekabla upon himself an extra Chreis, that even if there'll be a loss as a result of the shor being negeach, that will also be included in his responsibility. However, that's not going to be the case with the Bayam and the Shemir. They both willingly agreed to the Kabbalah Shmira. This is understood to be the terms of the setup. Mashenkin, in this case, where there never was a Kabbalah Shmira, the Bayam never gave it over to the Shemir. The Nizik was typhus to Shar in order to collect from it, and we say that the Nizik has to be Makabal upon himself the Shmir like a Shemir Socher. Here, the Shmir only includes that nothing physically should happen to the goof of the Shar. It does not include a Hefsid being caused by the Nizik being Gaver the goof of the Shar if the Shar time was Negeach. Now, even though the Chaznish adds, if this would have been a Muid, or even if it was a time, but if it was Mazik through Shein Veregel, over there where the din is that the Hezik is not collected Dafka from the goof of the Shar, over here the din would be that the Shemir does have to pay from his own pocket. He is Makabal upon himself the achrayis of a hezek which is caused to someone else at the time that he's supposed to be watching this shar. However, the Chaznish says that's dafka, where the chiyuv nezek is min aliyah, he has to pay money from his own pocket, so included in his chiyuv to watch this shar is also to make sure that it doesn't damage, and if it does damage, he has a chiyuv to the nezek to pay money from his own pocket. Mashenkin, by a short time, which he could only be gover from the goof of the shar, so here really the question is not whether there's a chiyuv achrayis on him to the nezek, rather the question is between him and the bailim. Here already, as we explained, his chiyuv shmir to the bayim does not include a hefsid which is a result of the nizik being goyver from the goof of the shar. Therefore, once already this shemer, the shemer sacha, will not have a chiyuv to the bayim, the male of the nizik cannot be goyver b'chla from the goof of this shar tam. Because in order to be goyver from a hezik, it has to be that the shar was by someone who was supposed to have been watching it, and he was peshay in the shmir, that's what's mechay of the tashlumei nezik. In this case, where the toifis has no achrayis for watching it, legabi this chiyuv karen of a shar tam, Meir, there is no chiyuv nezek bechlal. And as far as the Bayim himself, the fact that he didn't watch it, that the Chaznish explains, he's an oynis, there was no way that he could have watched it, because it was taken away from him by the nizik, bal korchoy. So again, his not watching it will also not be mechayev for this tashlumei nezek. And as far as the other kasha of the k'tois, how could we say that it was taken away by oynis from the Bayim? If so, how could Tosis say with Asher Bekiva that both the Bayim and the nizik are jointly responsible for the shmira? If it was taken away, there was nothing the Bayim could have done to watch it. What is the pshat? How could we mechayev the bailim for the shmirah? So the Chaznish answers for this. And since according to Bekiva there's shutfim, the way every shutf works is that each shutf is mechayev to allow the other shutf to use it at certain times, and even though while it's in the hands of one of the shutfim, he's responsible. However, the Chaznish says he's only responsible, again, for the hezek which is caused to the actual chayfet itself. There's no din that one shutf, while he's using it, has to be mechayev upon himself the achrayis, that if there'll be a hefsid, for example, this type of hefsid, where the short time was negeach, and the nizik will be given from the goof of the shar. As far as that type of hefsid is concerned, there is no din that when it's by one of the shutfim, he be mekabel upon himself the achrayis for that type of hefsid as well. He's only mekabel himself to make sure that nothing happens physically to the goof of the shar, and therefore in this case, even though one of them was teifis, and there was no way the other one was able to watch it while the other one had it, still this is not considered an oynis, and both shutfim have to share in the loss if the shar is taken away by the nizik when the shar is negeach as a shar tam. But again, this is all according to the Shita of Rabbi Kiva that there should fim, Mashenkin according to Bishmoel, as Taisa says, sometimes it's shaykh for the fifth nizik to lose out. If the hezek which was caused to the fifth nizik is more than the hezek which was caused to the fourth nizik, the one who was taifis it, the fifth nizik can only collect up to the amount that the fourth one had in the goof of the shar. If the hezek is more than that, we don't say that he can be goyver from the goof of the shar, and then afterwards the bayan will go get reimbursed from the fourth nizik. As the Chaznish explains, this type of hefsid is not included in that which the fourth nizik has to be mekabel upon himself as a shemer sachar when he's taifis the goof of the shar. Now I'll just discuss briefly the next sugya. The Gemara brings the case of a hu gaver de taka lechavri. The din is that the mazik was mechuyv to pay a sela, and the Gemara discusses whether it's a sela tsuri or sela medina. And the Gemara relates that after the nizik was told that it's a sela medina, which is only half of a dinar, so he said neisvei la'aniyim. After the nizik wanted to be chayzer, and the Gemara says that Rebbe Yosef told him kvar zocha be'aniyim va'afagav delek aniyim hocha. Anan yaraniyim anon. As we'll see, there are a few important machlokes we shame over here in the sugya. Taisus over here in Dibur Maschal yaraniyim anon, as well as in the Rif, they ask Akasha, why does Gemara have to say that the aniyim already was zeicher because yaraniyim anon, which both Taisus and the Rif explain, this means the kinyan of maimed shloshton, which means that if Reuven owes money to Shimon and Shimon wants to be makna this chayv to Levi, if all three of them are there, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Shimon can tell Reuven, Taneo the plainly give it to Levi instead of to myself, and the din is that Levi will be kaine. And the kasha is, why do we have to come onto that? By tztaka, there's a din, that beficha zut tztaka, that just with the dibur alone, the chiv tztaka is already chal, and that will be enough that the nizik should not be able to be chayzer. So Tosfos answers this kasha, and he says, even though b'derech chal, we would say beficha zut tztaka, even without any kinyan, we would consider that the money was already given over to the aniyim, that's only in the case when there's something actually here. Over here in this case, it's a davar shaloi b'lo'ilom, the nizik never got the money yet, therefore we don't say that beficha zut tztaka, it's already nikneh to the aniyim. That's when you have to come onto the kinyan of Maimon Shloshtan. The Rif says a similar nusach. He says, Ahu Pagad Azuzah Lav Bershusay Havikoy, it's not considered Bershusay. Therefore, the din is the same way someone wants to be makdish something. If it's not Bershusay, the Hegdish is Nachal. So to Anim, which are not any more chamer than Hegdish, even though Beficha Zutztaka is like being makdish it and it would be Chal without any further kinyan, that's only if it's Bershusay. Here where it's Lav Bershusay, the Hagdosha would not be Chal, and therefore the Matan El Anim also would not be any more chamer than that. That's why they had to do a separate kinyan of Maimon Shloshtam. The mashmaisa of both Taisus and the Rif is the same way we find behegdish amirasan legveikim sirasan lehedyet. If someone says bepet and I'm being makdish something, that itself is a kinyan and no further maisa kinyan is required. So too by tzedakah also, just by saying that this should be for the anim, that already should be considered the maisa kinyan. And therefore, they're bothered, why do we have to come onto the kinyan of maimon shloshtam? And that they answer that it's eni b'shusay or it's davar shloy b'lo'ilam. In other words, that which we say beficha zut tzedakah is not simply that it's a nether which he cannot be chazer from. Rather, it's more than that, it's like Hegdish, that Amirasa Legvei Kamisi Rasa Lehedyet, no further kinyan is required. The Baal Mar, however, argues on this, he quotes Bashem the Chuvus of Haigain, that's Mechir from Asigana like this, since we have to come onto a separate kinyan, the kinyan of Maimon Shloshtan, from here it's Muchach, that Beficha Zut Tzedakah does not mean that the kinyan is Chal already, even though it's like a nether which he's Mechuyif to keep, however, the Mice of the kinyan was not yet Chal, and the Haigain adds that Bezdin will not force him to give it, even though he himself is Mechuyif to give it, if he doesn't give it, he's Oifer on the Isser of Baal Ta'acher. But the Maisa of the Kinyan was not Chal, and Bezdin will not be able to force it either. For that reason, you have to come onto the Arsugya, the Kinyan of Maimon Shloshtam, that's how the Kinyan was Chal. That's one important Machlokes Rishonim. When we say Beficha Zut Tzedakah, does that mean that the Kinyan is Chal, or it just means that he's Mechuyev al Derech al-Neder? There's another important Machlokes Rishonim, and that is, now which the Rif says, that over here it's Eini B'Shusay, and the same way the Akdosha will not be Chal, so too the Kinyan Tanim will not be able to be Chal. The Baal Mar says that this case would not be considered a case of Eini B'Shusay, and if he would want, he would be able to be Makdash it. The Baal Mar explains that since the Mazik was willing to pay the half of the dinar to the Nizik, and at that time the Nizik was makdash it, there's no problem of Eini B'Shusay when a person is willing to pay up his chayv. That which we find the Musik of Eini B'Shusay, like by a gazlin, the din is that if someone steals a chayfetz, the din is that both the gazlin and the nigzal, they're both not able to be makdash it. The Gemara says, Zelaficha Eini L'Shalayv, Zelaficha Eini B'Shusay, the gazlin does not fully own it, that's why he cannot be makdash it. And the nigzal also, since it's Eini B'Shusay, it's not under his jurisdiction, he's not able to be makdash it either. The Baal Mar says that if the Gazlan was standing here and he's willing to give it up to the Nigzal, even if he has not yet given it back, then it is that the Nigzal can be Magdash it. It is considered Bershusay. The Rabban over here in the Machamas argues on this Baal Mar. He brings a number of Rayas. Firstly, he says that even if the Gazlan was standing here and willing to give back the Gzela, it would not be considered Bershusay of the Nigzal. And secondly, he says even if you will say that it is considered Bershusay of the Nigzal, that's Dafka by Gzela where this Chifetz was once owned by the Nigzal. Mashenke, by this case of a Chayv, which is a result of the Hezek which was caused, even if the Mazik was willing and ready to pay up this Chatzi Dinar to the Nizik, still would not be considered Bishusay. And this is a very fundamental machlokes between the Ramban and the Baal Amar. In this case, where the Gazan is willing to pay back the Gzela to the Nigzal, is it considered Bishusay or not? This is a machlokes which comes up many times throughout Baba Kama. And the Chayim understand that the Yisrael machlokes is that according to the Ramban, the reason why the Chifetz HaGozel is not considered Bishusay of the Nigzal is not because the Gazan is not willing to give it back, rather because the Kinyonic Gzela that the Gazan has in it, that which is Mechuyev in Oinsim, the Dina Kinyan Gzela, that's what makes it Eini B'Shusay of the Nigzal. According to the Baal Amar, it's not telling the Kinyan Gzela, because if the Gazan is willing to give it back already, even though he still has Kinyan Gzela, it's already considered B'Shusay of the Nigzal. Akarach, it's not telling the Kinyan Gzela, it's telling the fact that he's not willing to give it back. Zakabam, these are a few important machlokes we shain him in the Sigya. One machlok is about Beficha Zut Tzedakah, whether it's an actual Kinyan, the Kinyan was Chal already, or it's only like a Neder. And second machlokes, the Yisrael din of Eini B'Shusay, which prevents someone from being makdish something. According to the Baal Mar, any time the person is willing to give it up, even though he hasn't yet given it, it's already considered in the B'Shus of the one who is supposed to receive it. According to the Rabban, surely in this case, where it's only a chayiv, here definitely it's not considered in the B'Shus of the Nizik until he actually gets it. And even in the case of a Davar Nigzal, where it's really owned by the Nigzal, since the Gazan still has Kinyan Nigzela, even if he is willing to give it up, that's still considered that it's not B'Shusay of the Nigzal and he's not able to be makdish it.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.